Paul, what can you tell us about your blue line coming in here tonight with Niku and Nojé added to the roster?
Well, with Dimitri's going to be out with his family, and Josh is going to be able to hold him out another game, precautionary. So Sammy Niku will go in to fill that hole, and Dahlman will stay in.
Dahlstrom.
Was it a case, Paul, of like Josh obviously practiced yesterday?
Yeah, he got through the practice. He just didn't feel great like an hour after I'd spoken with you guys. So we just want to be real careful, that's all.
What's the challenge coming into a game like this, obviously, with that blue line that doesn't have a lot of NHL experience against Crosby and company?
Well, learning, you know, that's all. I mean, a forward awareness. But that would be true regardless of your blue line when Sidney Crosby's on the ice. They've got, you know, Malkin out of their lineup, and they've got some guys out, but they're going to put some good players in. So it would be the same as any night. The best players have to be accounted for when they're on the ice. That awareness, your game has to get to a real simple spot because you can read, all those high-end players can read where you're going with the puck, so you got to make your decisions really quickly and early. But big part of that is just the forwards being within striking distance so we can move as a group.
Can you tell us how you're planning on lining up your 60? Does Sammy play with Dahlstrom?
We're going to work through that. Yeah, you're going to see different combinations.
Yeah, a visit with David Gustafson at the end of practice, was that the talk or was it a different kind of talk yesterday?
I won't know till tonight.
You won't know or I won't know?
Both. That works pretty well for us, doesn't it? I'm not lying in. We'll see how things shake out here tonight.
Do you remember a season, Paul, that started with maybe this much flux on a blue line in any team you've coached before?
No, this would be a new experience for us. But you know what? The attitude's been good. They've worked hard. You know, they've stayed positive. They're still trying to make plays. They're not showing a lot of tentative play out there, which is really good, and there's been some good play there. So it's all about growth for that blue line. You know, you got new pairings, you've got guys in situ, well, in the NHL when they haven't been, or regulars in the NHL if they haven't been. So we deal with the other spots are kind of just like injuries that you face over a normal year. You've got to rally some guys, and got lots of confidence in their ability to move the puck. We've got to do a real solid job as a forward group. We've got enough guys. You know, we've got young guys. We've got enough guys who've played in the NHL that are capable of helping those guys out.
You've gone 9 or 10 deep before. Are there anything that you can draw on when it comes to dealing with that? Or is this a situation?
It'd be a little different starting point from where we went. You know, when you lost four or five guys there, they were all NHL experienced guys, and you brought in depth. You know, we've started with depth in a lot of ways. But you know, all of these guys, a lot of these guys have kind of come into the NHL in that role. The team's a little bit beat up. They come in and they get their chance to play. So they know that they get out there, they're going to play. They're not going to sit the bench. They're going to get out there, and it's the chance they've always wanted.
You give these guys one before. Can you let us know if Hellebuck's going to be in tonight?
Yeah, I'm throwing out candy to you guys today. Hell, he's going tonight.
Obviously, Brian Little, retroactive IR. Not to read anything into that, he could be reactivated any day. And
yeah, he went hard yesterday. Yeah. So that's you can follow the stages. Once a guy gets into the gold, we want him to push on the ice. It's just no contact. But he pushed hard yesterday, felt good today. So right. That's another real positive step for us.
You guys won't practice tomorrow, though, so would that make the home opener unlikely?
Well, no, I mean, I think what we can do is we can do some work here today. And he won't play tonight, obviously, but he can get some bumping and grinding in the practice today. And then just because we have an off day doesn't necessarily mean we won't put some of those IR guys on the ice.